When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Jordan Harbinger here from The Art of Charm. Welcome to Minisode Monday. I'm happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable that you can implement right away that'll make you more magnetic and effective. Today, we're back with Jim Quick, a brain/memory coach who's got some superhero powers. Today, we're going to talk about using the acronym CHARM, how appropriate, to help us remember names better. Jim, thanks for coming in.
Jordan, it's a pleasure to be back. And I love what you're doing here because I think memory is so important for making new connections. And you're talking about remembering names. I think it's a valuable asset in both business and social arenas. It helps you to build instant rapport and with new contacts and connections and make great first impressions. So you want me to just go right into it?
Yeah, go right into it.
Okay, so CHARM, here are five tips on how to quickly remember names and faces. And so the C in CHARM actually stands for care. And what I mean by that is everybody tunes into their favorite radio station, right? WIIFM, and that stands for, we get it in Los Angeles, in New York, in Tokyo, in Sydney, in London with all your listeners. It's what's in it for me, right? That's everyone's favorite subject. And here's the thing when it comes to your memory and leaving really good first impressions. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And it's really hard to show somebody you're going to care for their friendship, care for their future, care for their health, their family, their business, whatever it is you want to impart with them if you don't care enough just to remember their name. And so I would start with caring and tune into what's in it for me because I believe that reasons reap results. That if you ask yourself, why do I want to remember this person's name? Maybe it's to show the person respect. Maybe it's to create a new business associate. Maybe it's to create a new client or a new friend. Maybe it's to practice these things that I learned on the podcast. If you just come up with a couple of reasons, you're more likely to remember it. And Maya Angelou has this quote that says, people won't remember what you said. They won't even remember what you did. They'll remember how you made them feel. And since a name is the sweetest sound to a person's ears, you want to remember that person's name. The H in CHARM stands for hear the name, listen for the name. A lot of people, they come to me and they say, oh, I just can't remember this conversation or this joke or this speech or these numbers or this language, whatever it is. And people blame their retention. And it's not their retention, it's their attention. A lot of people aren't really listening because what they're doing is they're meeting somebody at a party or at a wedding or at a conference. And what they're doing is they're talking to themselves. They're not really listening, they're waiting for their turn to talk. And they have this self-talk thinking, oh, how am I going to respond to this person? And if there's a conversation going on with you and you inside your mind and you and a stranger you just met, you're more likely to listen to yourself. So a lot of people aren't forgetting the name. They're actually not hearing the name. So just be silent and really listen. And we talked about this. If you take the word listen and scramble the letters, it also spells the word silent. And I think that powerful presence and being silent with people is going to definitely help you to remember people's names better. The A in CHARM stands for ask. And I love this one because occasionally we meet somebody and their name is different, right? You meet somebody, John and Jim and Jordan, pretty common names, right? But if you meet somebody and their name is something unusual, something you haven't heard before, one of the best things to do, a strategy, is to ask them about their name. Like, what kind of things can you ask about a person's name? You could ask about where's it from, or how do you spell it, or who were you named after? Are you related to this person, right? What does it mean? I remember I was doing this memory training at the country's largest life insurance company, and there's about a couple hundred people in the room, and the training director's name was Nankita. And I was like, wow, that's a beautiful name. How do you spell it? Where is it from? And I went, what does it mean? And she paused. I was like, what does it mean? And she looked at her coworkers, and she said, it means graceful falling waters. And I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of neat. And I had an epiphany. I was just like, how long have you worked here? She's like, 4 years. I was like, with a lot of these people? It's like, yeah, a lot of them are my friends or at my wedding. And I was like, to the room. I was like, raise your hand if you knew that's what Nankita's name meant. And out of a group of a couple hundred people, not one person raised their hand.
Jeez.
And,
yeah.
And that became, Jordan, it became a really long-term client, like 10 plus years, because, you know, the name is so powerful. I mean, how are you going to show somebody? I mean, I know forgetting someone's name could kill a sale. It could really hurt a relationship, you know, certainly. And so ask about a person's name. They love talking about it. And you could go from there. And then finally, the R and the M in charm, very simple. The R is repeat. And what I mean by that is when you meet somebody named Ted, say, you know, it's nice to meet you, Ted. Say it, repeat it right away. Because the reason why you do that is, number one, to make sure you heard it correctly. And then also, because you don't want to have a 20-minute conversation with Ted and say goodbye, Ed. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's much better to get it corrected up front. And you want to say it, you want to repeat it maybe three or four times in the context of the conversation, because again, it's the sweetest sound to a person's ears. And so you want to use it, but you don't want to abuse it. So the R stands for repeat. And then finally, the M in charm stands for marker. And this is the marker method, I call it. And this has actually been used. Leaders have great memories, right? President Clinton has an incredible memory, leaders of companies. Also, people don't know, President Franklin Roosevelt actually had an incredible memory, recollection for names. And he would amaze his staff by remembering the names of nearly every person that he met. And his secret, he used to imagine seeing that person's name written across the person's forehead. And I call it the marker method. Imagine you meet someone for the first time, right? You meet someone named Jordan or you meet someone named Jen. Imagine just their name written right across the forehead, like it was like a name tag. And even better, if you want to add to it, imagine it's in your favorite color, because we tend to remember what we see more than what we hear. Because you go to someone and say, hey, I remember your face, but I forgot your name. You never go to someone and say the opposite. You never say, hey, I remember your name, but I forgot your face.
Right. That's
that
never
make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, because your visual cortex, your visual memory is very strong. There's a Chinese proverb that goes, what I hear, I forget. What I see, I remember. What I do, I understand. What I hear, I forget. I heard the name. I forgot the name. What I see, I remember. I saw the face. I remember the face. And what I do, going back to exercise and practice, especially with the work that you do, building skill sets and capabilities, then you really understand when you could do it. And so the M, again, stands for marker. And just imagine yourself handwriting with a marker their name on their forehead. Sounds very silly and kind of childish, but again, children are the fastest learners, right? And they make fun of names and they make visualization and they add humor to it. And one of the things you could really supercharge it is make it your favorite color. And also, so you could hear it, right? You could see it, and then use your hand, your writing hand, and just imagine yourself outlining and you're writing it with these micro movements, not big motions with your fingers, but just these micro movements, because then you have the kinesthetic part. So you have the visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. It uses more of your senses, which really activates more of your memory. So again, the charm method, just care, hear, ask, repeat. And then if that didn't work, add the marker on there, and you can use any one of those, and it's more likely going to help you. Because what you really want to overcome is what I call the 6-second syndrome. When somebody gives you their name, you have 6 seconds to do something with it. Otherwise, it could just disappear and you're not going to get it back. And this will help it really add the glue.
I'm so guilty of this because I'm not even bad with names. I always thought that was one of those. In fact, if you're one of those people who thinks I'm bad with names, it's probably a flaw or fault in, or failure, I should say, in one of these CHARM categories, right? Here, right? Because for me, I'm the first one to admit this, my flaw with the names is I do care enough because I ask and I always try to make it a point, but my issue is that goes away so quickly where it's almost like I don't even hear their response. I'm ready to introduce and talk about the subject at hand, and it doesn't mean I don't care about the person. In fact, there are names that I remember from decades ago and I can match them to the face, but there's also faces I remember from decades ago that I, of course, never remember the name, and there are faces from minutes ago where I don't remember the name. And it always comes down to, oh shoot, I wasn't really present when they said their name. And I definitely find that using a marker is very helpful. And the dumber the marker for me, almost the better. Like, this is Susan with the silly curly hair clip thing. And it's just, the dumber it is, the easier it is for me to recall quickly, because it's such an outlier in my normal thinking process.
It really does. And see, the thing is that it takes effort to remember names. The good news, though, is it doesn't take as much as people think. Just practicing this just for the next week or two can make a huge difference in your ability to connect with people, to be able to break the ice, to establish rapport, and, you know, and close deals for people who are in sales and business development.
Thanks, Jim. This has been amazing. For the full show notes with Jim Kwik, with lots more just like this, check out his episode on the Art of Charm podcast that just aired recently here. That link is in the show notes. And don't forget about the Art of Charm Challenge. We'll help you connect better with others, create more productive personal and business relationships, and we've got step-by-step challenges to help you move forward. There's also a Facebook group with thousands of other AOC family taking the challenge as well. Of course, AJ and I are in there with the rest of the Art of Charm team, helping you all move through the challenges. It's really cool for me to see the growth going on in there. I'd love to see you there as well. You can find that at theartofcharm.com/challenge, or you can text the word charmed, CHARMED, to 33444 here in the States. Again, theartofcharm.com/challenge.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's KAJABI.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Johnny, we know if you listen to the show, you are driven. In fact, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
We have hired a lot of team members over the last 17 years. Going through endless resumes, well, that's a time sink. But you know what else is a time sink? Interviewing endless people, because they're all going to give you the best face forward.
That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/charm. Just go to Indeed.com/charm right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/charm. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. Now, have a great week.